sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate team, sitting here with Becky Ivins.
Well, good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing great. Did you get those earphones to work?
They are not working.
Okay, so we'll have to figure it out on the break.
There you go. Yeah. We can do that. That's okay. So, we're here today to talk about free money.
Ooh.
Don't get that.
Did you bring
often.
Anything in your pocket for me, like free money,
no,
free cash?
That's not that free money.
Not like the casino says they hand out free money.
Yeah, I know, right? Everyone coming back from Vegas wins.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, that's how they built a city in the desert.
Yeah, right. Well, what we do have is down payment assistance and many different down payment assistance programs out there. In the olden days, there was a bond issue. When the bond ran out, there was no more money to be had. Now there's so many different types of down payment assistance. So we've got our guru in the financial market of real estate, Dean Riddell. And Dean, your chair is just way down there on the floor.
That's okay.
Oh, you like it like that?
I'm good.
Okay. I'm talking down to Dean Riddell.
Yeah, around the table. So if you can imagine the studio, it's kind of like a giant conference table. And I told Dean, so the chair that he took the chair that got broken, so it's kind of low. And it reminds me of the old Dirty Rotten Scoundrels where Steve Martin is sitting at the table just like acting like a little kid. So if you envision that today,
that's what we have.
Dean Riddell is the Steve Martin of today.
I can handle that.
That's high bar right
yeah,
there.
It is.
And Dean, you brought with you your brains of the operation, right?
Well put. So you took the words out of my mouth. I refer to Carly and Ashley as the brains of the office, and I'm blessed. Ashley's my daughter. Carly's my daughter-in-law. Both of them are licensed to do what I do. Both of them process loans, point, guide, direct, do it all, Becky. So
that is so smart. You know, my kids, none of them. Rob went into real estate for a couple of years, but the rest of them, and Rob too. I mean, after that, they wanted no part of it. And I thought, why not? I mean, I've built a nice business here. I'd like for somebody to take advantage of that. And they go, we've seen how much you work.
Yeah, but they all went and created their own businesses.
Well, a couple of them went to the military. That's their business. And the other two did go create businesses and learned.
Two went to the military, two created their own business.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. So, but anyway, we're going to talk about down payment assistance here. And I went to a symposium. I need to look that up. What's the difference in a symposium, a conference, and a mastermind and a whatever?
The kind of snacks they serve. That's the difference between them.
Well, this was not the right one I went to then. There were not real good snacks. It was an all-day event. They could have covered it in half the time.
Oh, that's the one I was supposed to go with you.
Yes.
And then we weren't sure whether it was going to be really worth the time.
And I said, oh, I'll go. I'll sit there. Well, there was really nothing a whole lot new that I didn't know, but I thought we would go through it here. And I'll look it up on my phone so that I can remember all the program names. But you guys start off with the basics of down payment assistance. Say who you are first.
So I'm Ashley. I've been working with Dean's office for 8 years. And for loan processing, I'm the main processor for our down payment assistance programs. I love using these programs, and they're so beneficial to so many buyers. And it's important to get the information out so everyone knows all of their options. Your main thing with the down payment assistance programs is Oklahoma as a state has several that they offer. The main one is going to be the OFA program, or the Oklahoma Housing Finance Agency. That's the program we mainly work with and mainly use. There's also programs such as REI and your MCC programs for your tax credits, which are statewide. Then you can break it down by each city having programs and different counties have programs. So it gets overwhelming, but we'll get it covered.
Okay. So now there's one that's a tax credit.
Yes, that's going to be your MCC program, which is for tax credit on your federal income tax returns. They're going to give you extra to tax credit based on how much mortgage interest you paid for the year to go towards your federal tax credit.
Okay, so is that issued by the county? Used to be issued by the county.
It is typically issued by the county. We did one with Cleveland County, and it was through the Cleveland County MCC program.
Yeah, that's the only one I've ever done.
Yep.
So maybe Cleveland County is the only one in Central Oklahoma offering MCC. Mm-hmm. But a tax credit kind of, do they let you adjust your payments based on the amount of credit that you anticipate getting on your tax return? Or do you just get a lump sum when you file your taxes?
I think it's lump sum when you file your taxes. That's it. Okay. There's no reduction in payment.
Okay. Okay. I think there used to be maybe. Now this has probably been 40 years ago. Cleveland County had MCC, mm-hmm. which is Mortgage Credit Corporation or something.
Certification.
Yeah. So, okay. So that's available if you're buying in Cleveland County, and tax credit is actual money. It's not a deduction. It's like if you owe $2,000 in taxes for the year, you no longer owe $2,000 if you have a $2,000 credit. That's a lot of difference from just a deduction. And that's what like the rebates on like geothermal and stuff, you get tax credits. So those are major things. If someone starts telling you you're getting a tax credit, perk your ears up and listen, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So the OHFA, tell us about that.
They offer programs for first-time home buyers and people who have already owned a home or currently own a home. You can still retain a home and use the OFA program to purchase a new home if you don't have the equity or you're not selling yet. They offer FHA, VA, and conventional programs. And they also offer special rates for your teachers, first responders, and state employees if they're also first-time home buyers. So it's a great program that we use. I'll probably talk a little too much about them, but they're just a great program. The whole company, when you reach out to OFA for support, they're all great and educational. And just they offer so many products. So many people can take advantage of what's being offered. First-time homebuyers or not first-time homebuyers, which is rare for your down payment assistance programs. Most of them are only for your first-time homebuyers, but not with the OFA program.
First-time home buyer in OFA's eyes, and a lot of these programs are defined as, have you had ownership in the last 3 years?
And so, how do they test that? I could say, no, I didn't.
Oh, Becky, the data verification behind the scenes, because it can get tricky a little bit, as in, Becky was not on the mortgage.
I was in ownership.
But your husband was. The loan was in his name, but you all filed joint tax returns. By default, you fall into you have benefited from being a homeowner in the last 3 years. So there is.
Is it any property or just a primary residence?
Any property.
So you cannot own any property.
Any property.
Any residential property, right?
Right.
But how about if you have a rent house and you want to apply for down payment assistance? That like you have your first little house and you need to move up and you want to keep it
right.
for a rent house. Can you get down payment assistance again?
You can't use the OFA program twice. If you used it to get your first house, you can't use it to get your second house. But if you used a gift or your own funds for your first house, you can use the OFA program to buy a second house.
Oh, okay.
Well, and let's bring this in perspective. First-time home buyer have not owned in the last 3 years. Today's rate is what, Ashley? Carly, 7?
It's 6.875 today.
Okay. Now, say they have owned in the last 3 years, what is that program look like?
It's about 7.375 for today's rate based on OFA's website for if you have owned a home previously.
Oh, so it's different.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So there's two different programs. The first-time home buyer program is called the Gold Program, and that one has a little bit lower rate. You don't have to be a first-time home buyer. That's the program that also offers the special rates for the teachers and first responders and state employees. The higher rate program is called the Dream Program, and you do not have to be a first-time home buyer for that program. The income limits on that program are also a little bit more lenient than on the Gold Program.
Okay, so Gold is for first-time home buyers. Dream is for you could have had several homes previously, right, but you can still qualify for the Dream. And each of those has an income limit. Do you recall what the income limit is for the Gold Program, the first-time home buyer?
The first-time homebuyer program varies by county and by house size. So, example, Oklahoma County for a 1 to 2 person family is around $86,000. For a 3-plus person family, it's around $98,000. So it depends on the county. Canadian County is similar to Oklahoma County, but once you get to some of the other counties, it can go up or down depending on what that area median income is for that specific county area.
Okay. Well, and so that's the first-time home buyer.
Yes.
Okay, the second-time home buyer, what is their income limit?
Their income limit is just $150,000 across the board. So no matter what county you're in Oklahoma, it runs about $150,000.
Well, get your pencils out because we have a lot more
detailed information. It is. And if you want to join the conversation today, the number to call in is 405-840-1000, 405-840-1000. We'll be back with more right here on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move.
NMLS number 196-895.
Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Our special guest, Dean Riddell from SWBC Mortgage, our money man, and he has his team here with him, Carly Riddell and Ashley Van Winkle. Why don't you guys give your numbers so that we make sure we're all safe from the government?
Got to meet compliance.
That's
Ashley
right.
Van Winkle, NMLS 1674301.
Carly Riddell, NMLS 2161821.
Okay. And Dean, we've got yours, right?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Is it 8765309?
Sometimes I think that's pretty good, Mark. I have to remember that.
BR549?
That's it.
Yeah. Okay. So we're talking about different types of ways you can get down payment. How much assistance is there for the OHFA?
OHFA offers 3.5% assistance. That's FHA, conventional, and VA. 3.5% of your loan amount, not your purchase price.
There you go. I always forget that. How many times have I texted you, Dean?
Mm-hmm.
Go, now, is that of the loan amount or the purchase price? And I think they're all from the loan amount. Anytime you get points or anything else, it's from the loan amount. And about 11 o'clock at night, I kind of get to where I'm going. I'm not sure I remember that.
I'm awake.
I know you are awake, and you always text back and give me the goods, right? So the OHFA has the Gold Program for first-time home buyers. Again, what's a first-time home buyer? Someone who has never bought a home?
Has not owned a home in the last 3 years.
3 years.
Okay. And then the Dream Program, also 3.5%, can be used on FHA, VA, or conventional. And on VA, that pays all your closing costs pretty much, right?
Pretty close.
So, and on FHA, it pays your down payment.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then you pay your own, or sometimes the seller will help pay closing costs. So there's no restrictions on who can pay. You can still get help from a seller.
Yes, you can still get seller credit. And we have had several loans where there's plenty of seller credit to cover closing cost. The down payment assistance covers the full down payment. And our buyers are getting back at closing their earnest money, or if they've paid for a home inspection or pest inspection, they're getting money back at closing.
Yeah, because you don't have to have any investment into the home.
Right.
So
if you're thinking about buying, this is really good news for everybody. So, okay.
Yeah, the one piece I want to talk about, because it can suppress, and on this station, Becky, we've talked about credit scores. So where it gets into with OFIS program, if you have to have that middle score greater than 640. So 640 to 679 credit score, your debt ratio cannot exceed 45%. So if you're at 680 and great, that debt ratio can go to 50%. Well, with the appreciation we had in 20 and 21, for someone who has a 660 score, in our eyes, is a great FHA buyer,
yeah,
down payment assistance, it pinches them on how much they can qualify. And, Mark, it'll be stories like, you know, Susie, you're good with your own down payment because you have a 660 score. You can qualify with gift money, your own money, up to 225. But if you want to use OFA's program, you're capped at 160. I mean, you'll see the dynamic shift, wow, because of that debt ratio that they're capped at 45%.
Yeah.
And then their response is where am I going to find a house for $150,000, $160,000 Oklahoma City?
Right.
And that's valid today. So that credit score in life, guys, hey, I'm telling you, makes a difference.
We closed a $160,000 house this week. There are houses out there, and condos are another good solution for the lower housing, lower cost housing. Is OFA restricted on condos? FHA is restricting condos.
A few things on condos you have to think about. The first thing is you have to add that HOA expense into that debt ratio he's talking about, and so that can still pinch them when you're adding a $250 HOA fee each month to their payment, because that pinches their debt-to-income ratio a little bit. The second thing is FHA does not have very many approved condos. There's, I think, four in the whole Oklahoma that FHA has as an approved condo. And if you do the conventional program, there are a little bit more leniency. But with condos, you still have to vet that condo's HOA to make sure their budget is sound. They're putting money into repairs in that condo building. So condos are a great option for the lower purchase prices, but they are kind of something to think about when it comes to debt-to-income ratio and making sure that HOA is a solid HOA financially.
Yeah, we had one that was not so solid, didn't we, Mark? Sold two condos. And hey,
well, I tell you what we did is we uncovered a crime that was happening behind the scenes.
Of the condo.
Of the condo, because we came in, and as a listing agent, you start to ask for the documents from the association so that you can, because you have to provide them, and it uncovered just a mess that was happening behind the scenes.
That happens. You know, the last condo approved in America, Ken McBride from Chicago Title and I got approved. It was a spot approval, and that was the last one done, and that was, oh my goodness, that was at least 10 years ago. Because there's lots of rules. No one person can own more than 10%. They have to be, there's a 25% rule, like only 25% can be rentals or something like that. So there's lots of rules for condos to get approved. And evidently they're just not a good thing for the HUD program. But there's still an option for people, right, wanting an affordable place, right, to live and not wanting to keep up everything.
That budget piece is the one, especially in those lower price points. If that HOA does not have a functioning budget and operating by that budget, that's when the wheels will fall off. You remember when the condo collapsed in Florida? How long that's been?
Oh,
six,
yes,
seven,
yeah,
8 years. They didn't have a budget that was in line to handle the repairs and upkeep for the condo.
Right.
And then that's when Fannie Mae basically got a hold of it and said, we got to stop this. And that's where, I mean, we're auditing condos' financials, and that's where it does, Mark. It gets creative. You know, with the crime you uncovered, that's where some of those condos are heavy, non-owner occupied. Those people really don't care about the budget. I mean, they're on the board of the HOA.
Right.
So they kind of are, they're that controlling body. The one we had down in Norman not long ago was the same way.
That happens a lot. We had one couple in Northwest Oklahoma City recently, mm-hmm. and where they just, someone that sort of a volunteer treasurer for the association pretty much volunteers their hand in the pot. So you've got to kind of think about that too. We've got more on the down payment assistance after we take our news break. But what is your favorite thing about down payment assistance? Just anybody.
I just love that it makes housing more affordable and people can keep money in their pocket. So there's some people who even have some money saved for down payment, but they're able to keep that money in their pocket and put it in an emergency fund or buy furniture with it because they're able to use that down payment assistance through OFA to kind of minimize their out-of-pocket at closing.
Right. Okay, well.
It's time for the news, and we'll be right back here on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team, here with Becky Ivins and our special guest, Dean Riddell from SWBC Mortgage, and Ashley Van Winkle and Carly Riddell. And we have a great team talking about down payment assistance, and it is time for our word of the day. Our word of the day is brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing from a small repair to a complete replacement. You can give them a call at 728-3700. That's 405-728-3700. Becky, what's our word of the day?
Assistance. Now, assistance comes in different forms, but assistance is, you know, just the action of helping somebody with something, whether a job, a task, or money for a down payment to buy a home. So assistance is our word of the day, brought to you by Robbins Roofing. I have not seen Larry Robbins in about a month. Wonder if it had anything to do with the weather.
He's been a little busy here lately.
We miss you, Larry. Come talk to us. And call Larry Robbins if you need help with a roof or for a free inspection. So, okay, assistance. Some down payment assistance programs are a gift, like a grant, and others are like, they call it a soft second mortgage, because they are not for free, at least unless you fulfill like a certain number of years in the home. Usually it's like 5 years. Oh, it's okay.
Yeah. So this, what you're referring to, there has been moments in our career, Becky, where there were called recapture period.
Right.
So if you were 9-year recapture and your down payment assistance was $7,000, your payback, should you sell, refinance, was based on how long you had lived there as compared to that recapture period. So when OFA made the most recent change, which is May 31, actually, of 20 or 21? 21. They now refer to let's paint a picture. $200,000 purchase price, 3.5% assistance is $7,000. There is no recapture period. That $7,000 is a grant.
Okay.
That there is what's called a silent, soft second mortgage filed with that property. There is no repayment until that home sells or refinances.
So what's the time period on that?
There is not a time period.
Oh, you have to pay it back.
You have to pay it back.
Oh.
You have to pay
no
it back.
No matter what.
There's no interest accrual. There's no monthly payment. I had a client this last week for the first time in my life, guys, said, but if I do that, I want to start repaying that right after closing so I can not have that hanging out over my shoulder for the next 10, 15 years. No one thinks that way, typically. So,
if there's no interest on the money and you are paying interest on other money, pay off.
Right.
Like if you have a car payment, pay that car off instead of that interest-free second mortgage, right?
So you have that $7,000 second mortgage sitting out there. Again, it's called a silent second. There's no repayment immediately. There's no monthly payment. There's no interest accrual. 5 years from now, they want to upgrade and buy another house. They've got to remember, Becky, and you've seen this in your career. They'll forget they have that $7,000 second, and they call you and Mark and say, we want you to list our house. I owe $160,000. Well, but they have a $7,000 silent second out there that they have forgot about.
Okay. That's still a good deal.
Oh, it's still a great deal. Still a great deal.
So you just get – that's a really good plan, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So go government. Usually I can poke holes in a lot of their plans.
I will poke one hole that we talk about with our VA buyers using the OFA program. When they are active duty, we always sit down and talk to them about, well, do you think you're going to be transferred out of Oklahoma City? If so, you probably don't want to use the OFA program, because that silent second, if they're buying with 0% down, 100 loan-to-value refi or loan-to-value on their loan, they're going to have that silent second that's maybe going to have their loan-to-value at 104%. So if they get transferred in 2 years, will they have the equity or the funds to cover the balance of their loan plus the silent second that's out there?
Right. That makes it tough.
It is.
Yeah. Okay. So other down payment assistance programs. Let's talk about Community Action.
Yes, Community Action is a great program that covers mainly Oklahoma County, and we're going to get some Canadian County in here for help there. The Oklahoma City, it's called the Home Program. They'll cover up to $18,000 for closing costs and loan cost needs. For the Canadian County, it'll cover up to $14,249. That program also, on their website, it says that it is a forgivable second, but they have to occupy the home. It does range from 5 years to 10 years for that to happen. So depending on how long you're going to be in that home, you might have to pay it back. You might not have to pay it back.
But you know whether or not you're going to. You know the terms when you sign. Yes. On the day of closing. It's not like they could just change their mind.
Yes. Another thing to think about with the Community Action program for Oklahoma City and Oklahoma County, the purchase price cannot exceed $190,000 for existing homes. For new homes, that can go up to $251,000 for the purchase price. For Canadian County, your existing home's purchase price, you're capped at $204,000. For new construction, it's, again, $251,000. So a little lower purchase prices for these programs.
And our average home price is still knocking at the door of $300,000 for the average home price. I know. I keep reverting back to 1970s and 80s where I'm going. Well, where I'm going. Nothing's 100 for a long time, right? Okay, so that's the Community Action, and it's available by county.
Yes, the website lists Oklahoma County and Canadian County.
Okay. And I think those are driven towards pockets of neighborhoods as well with Community Action. It kind of zeroes in on. So it's not widespread Oklahoma City. It's kind of laser-focused into certain neighborhoods.
Well, they call them target neighborhoods, target. Where they need a little mm-hmm. bit more homeownership mm-hmm. as opposed to rental properties. Mm-hmm. So, because these are for homeowners, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Down payment assistance is not so you can go buy an investment property to rent out.
And Becky, we talked about it a little bit off the air, but it's also when we refer to any of these down payment assistance programs, if a buyer, because it'll happen, he'll come in this week and say, you know, I make $200,000, I work for ABC, I want to use down payment assistance. It's not geared. Down payment assistance programs aren't geared for the people who make
$200,000.
It's not.
Right.
I mean, it's not that profile of what they're trying to contribute to.
Now, if you're a student, does anything change on this? I mean, so I've got under... Well, there's a lot of exceptions for students. So if you're a student, there's just too many to really mention. Can you buy a house on Section 8? Let's just change totally. Well, That's my question. Can you buy a house on Section 8? Mm-hmm. Dean?
You know, that question has not been asked of me.
Okay. Well, you can.
Yeah.
But it cannot be a very expensive house because right. Section 8 doesn't right. pay all that much money. Right. But with the down payment assistance program, if you've got good credit and some income, if you can find a house, you can actually use – we've only done one of these yeah. because it's very rare to find it. But you can get a house on Section 8. I don't know how that would work in today's market with today's prices.
Right.
So maybe they've gone up too. Hard to tell. So there's other down payment assistance like neighborhood housing services. And you guys talk on whatever you think is another good down payment assistance program.
I think if you're looking to buy, look at the city you're purchasing at. I know and these programs can come and go as funds are available to the cities. But I've seen Edmond have their own down payment assistance programs. Midwest City will have some. I've seen programs in Lawton come up. So if the city you're moving to has a program, again, most of these are going to have an income limit and a purchase price limit.
Credit score.
But like the Midwest City right now is offering the up to $7,500 yes. as a down payment assistance. That's going to help buy a house.
Absolutely.
That's a $200,000 house on an FHA loan.
Absolutely.
Right? So that's good. What other little nuances can you think of?
You know, I think the income limit, you know, we got to remember the income limits and how they vary by county. We had a client a year ago looking heavy Canadian County. Income limit at the time, I think it was 83,000. Ashley, you can correct me, but mm-hmm. so that their income was 75,000. Well, they fell in love with a house in Pottawatomie County. That income limit was 71,000. So what happens there? Well, they don't qualify for the gold program because they exceed the income limits in Pottawatomie County that they had met in Canadian County. So they ended up still buying the home in Pottawatomie County, but they were in the Dream program, which is the rate that's about 0.5% higher.
So the interest rates. Now, the old bond yeah. things that we used to
oh,
have,
gosh.
I mean, the interest rates would be locked in for the life of that bond. Sometimes it would run out in less than a day. Other times it would last a couple of months.
Bond issues.
Maybe. Bond yeah, issues.
That's right.
So the interest rate was locked in. So if the interest rate goes up to, say, 6 7/8, but the bond issue money is still there at 5.5, you could get 5.5% interest mm-hmm. if you qualified for the bond program.
And you were driving 90 miles an hour in Oklahoma City to get your funds reserved. Remember that?
Yes, and I'll tell you, back in the day of the fax machine that had the heat-sensitive paper. There's more to talk about on down payment assistance.
And we'll be right back right here on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. It is time for our smoking hot deal.
Hot, hot, hot. Feeling hot, hot, hot.
Oh, no. Our smoking ideal is brought to you by Casa Perico Mexican Grill, located on the southwest corner of 122nd and Penn, on 63rd, just west of Meridian, and at 505 East Main Street in Yukon, and on May, just north of Hefner Road. Becky, what's our smoking hot deal?
This is very unusual, smoking hot deal. This is in Piedmont, and it's right on Apache Road. It is almost 2.5 acres. And it definitely put
Piedmont
High School.
Mm-hmm.
And it has 2 bedrooms, 1 bathroom, and has 2-car detached garage. It's been remodeled, and it's 1414 square feet. So it's not a big house. It's hard to find a small house. On an acreage. And this has a wraparound porch, mm-hmm. very nice wraparound porch, $259,000. So if you're looking for country living and you don't need a great big McMansion, this would be the way to go. Cute house. It's called, the addition is called Redland Hills Addition in Piedmont, right on Apache Road, which is 2109 Northwest Apache. Or I think it might be Apache Northwest. Who knows?
If that piques your interest, you can go to BeckyIvins.com, click on search listings, and you'll see you can take a virtual tour right there or schedule an in-person tour.
Mark, I just looked at your computer. You've got like 20 text messages. So
that's not connected to my – I don't have my text messages connected to my computer.
Oh, so okay. So those are old.
False.
You're operating like I do.
No.
Too much.
Nope, it's a false reading.
Okay. If you are curious about down payment assistance, actually you can call us here.
You can call us at 405 or 722-3232 at the office.
Or call here
on the radio right now.
We've got a few minutes left in radio land.
Call in, be a part of the show at 405-840-1000.
Okay. So, and Dean Riddell, I mean, just to find Dean's number, just remember the name Becky Ivins. You go to Becky's Favorites on the website, and there's a nice big logo there that's linked to Dean's website. So that way you can very easily find how to call him. And Dean, you're a little bit old school. You don't mind people actually calling you on the telephone, right?
All day long, all night, Becky.
Oh, not all night. Don't do that to yourself.
No, it happens. And so, no, I encourage my cell phone. I use that every day.
A lot of times people do call in the middle of the night when they're like military and deployed somewhere or stationed somewhere else, and you get a little bit confused about the time. So, yeah, that happens. I know.
you know, the old school comment you just made, and it correlates to what we're talking about today, but if you're thinking about buying a house, embrace a lender, go sit down with them, get a plan in place before you found the house. You know, don't look on, go get a plan. Talk about down payment assistance programs. Talk about closing costs that we're talking about, assistance.
Mm-hmm.
Get a game plan in place before you fall in love with that house. And now you're kind of coming in through the back door.
Right.
And the three of us encourage that every day. I will venture 99% of our clients, we meet before they write an offer.
And, you know, our interest rates have caused the housing market to slow down some. Mm-hmm. However, the popular areas and popular house styles do not last still in today's market.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Our average number of days on the market in our office, we don't get to two digits.
Nope.
I mean, they still sell really fast. So anyway, do we have any open houses this week, Mark? Do you recall?
Yes. So I know I am doing open house at Slate River in Yukon. So it's great location just to the west of Lake Overholser. So if you have someone who is looking for something in that area, come see me. It's a great, great location. I don't know. Let's see. I'm not sure. I think that's the only open house. It's 3517 Slate River Drive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you on break, we always have our best conversations. So let's recap what we were talking about on the break.
Talk about the household income piece.
Yes. So most of these programs, they don't just look at qualifying income. They look at household income. So the difference is, say, only one person in your household is applying for the loan to buy the house. We don't only have to make sure that one person is in the income limits. We have to make sure any other adult living in the home is within those income limits.
Does that mean an 18-year-old kid in high school with a part-time job?
Yes.
Should be exempt until you get out of high school. That would maybe be an incentive to stay in high school. I don't know.
Yes. Go to class.
So any spousal income, if you have a parent living with you, any kids above 18 living with you, we have to include that in that household income limit in most of those programs.
So if grandma's living with you and has a $2,000 Social Security check,
yes,
that's going to count. Mm-hmm. So you're penalized for taking care of grandma What kind of deal is that?
And Carly touches on it, and it happens a lot, where one borrower will have a 750 credit score, and the other borrower will have a 550 credit score. Well, they cannot be on the loan with that 550 score, but we've got to use her income, his income, within that household income family. So there's a lot of clients. And we always say, both of you apply, we'll look at it, because we're doing that consult with them to say, you know what, you're on the loan, you're fine by yourself, we got to pull you off.
Well, and that helps with the abuse of the program to stop people from really, who don't need down payment assistance, from cashing in on the down payment assistance programs, right?
Right.
Right. Not every program's going to use household income. Some programs are going to use the qualifying income. So it's just important to look through the guides. Like, I'm looking at the REI, another program offered in Oklahoma. If you're using one of their FHA programs, it's based on household income. If you're using their conventional program, it's based on the qualifying income for only the borrowers on the loan. So you just have to deep dive into each program's nuanced income requirements.
Boy, if you want down payment assistance, this would be the place to go, SWBC Mortgage, because you guys, you have a heart for it to start with, because there's a lot of extra work to that, right? On the lender's part, there's not so much, there's really no extra work on the borrower's part, right?
We basically run with it. I mean, I think the community action is the one piece where that buyer has to go to a continued education class.
Right.
Down on Southwest 25th.
Okay. Yeah, because there's an education class to kind of get you off on the right foot when you are getting your down payment assistance. Right. Thank you, Dean Riddell. Thank you, Carly.
Ashley.
And Ashley. I'm going, okay, my mind went blank.
You're ready for Jim to sing us out. So if you want to share the show, you can on Spotify or anywhere that you subscribe to podcast, the iTunes app, and you can subscribe and share. Thanks for being with us here on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Have a great week.
Watch over you, and may all of your hopes turn to wishes, and may all of your wishes come true. May each day.